Sunny. Hello, Jonah.
Hello, Yahias.
What's going on in the sports world this evening?
Well, we begin today in Canada, where the Canadian Open begins its third round on Thursday. Wednesday was the first day of competition that was not interrupted by rain, as all scheduled matches were played and all suspended matches from previous days were made up. Many big names were in action on a Wednesday, with most of them moving on, but there were also a few upsets. 15th-seeded Gaël Monfils was eliminated by Luxembourg's own Gilles Muller, 6-3, 3-6, 7-6, and 5th-seed Thomas Berdych lost to unseeded American Donald Young, 7-6, 6-3. Also, 6th-seed Marin Cilic was knocked out by Bernard Tomic, while Gilles Simon, seeded 9th, was beaten by Mikhail Huzny of Russia in a match that ended 6-1, 6-4. Stan Wawrinka, the 3rd seed in Montreal, went into the 3rd set against Nick Kyrgios, but had to retire due to injury with the score at 6-7, 6-3, 4-0. There was controversy during the match when Kyrgios was heard making a derogatory comment about Wawrinka's girlfriend in between points. The comment followed an exchange between the two players from the point before, where Wawrinka complained that Kyrgios was wasting time. Media and most of the tennis establishment were quick to criticize Kyrgios for his comments, but he did not have much of an answer when asked to explain his actions.
You know, I thought, he was getting a bit lippy at me, so I don't know, it's just in the moment sort of stuff. I didn't really know. I just said it.
Some called for Kyrgios to be suspended or fined for his actions, but judgment has yet to be laid down. As of now, Kyrgios is expected to play John Isner in the 3rd round later Thursday. Getting back to the tennis, last year's Canadian Open winner Joe Wilfried Tsonga advanced as he defeated Roberto Bautista Agut in a tight match, 5-7, 7-6, 7-5, and the unseeded Jeremy Chardy also moved on to the 3rd round after he dispatched Leonardo Mayer, 4-6, 7-6, 6-2. David Goffin, Kei Nishikori, and John Isner were also victorious on Wednesday, while 14th-seeded Grigor Dimitrov was ousted by Jack Sock, who moved on with a 5-7, 7-6, 7-5 win. Former world number one Rafael Nadal, who has had a rough year so far, also moved on, defeating Sergei Stakhovsky, 7-6, 6-3, in his first match since winning the International German Open last week. Before his match, Nadal spoke about the importance of that win and his outlook going forward.
Well, it has been a positive week for me, obviously. A victory always is a victory, and at the same time, I have been very happy the way that I played in terms of tennis, but especially in terms of mentality. You know, I have been more stable than what I have been during the first 6 months of this season, and that's an important deal for me.
Moving to Toronto, where the women are playing, we also saw several upsets. 3rd seed and world number 4 Petra Kvitova crashed out of the tournament against unseeded Victoria Azarenka, 6-2, 6-3, and 7th seed Lucy Safarova, who reached the French Open final this year, lost a close match to Russian Daria Gavrilova, 4-6, 7-5, 7-5. Former world number 1 Caroline Wozniacki, who is seeded 4th in Toronto, also lost. She went out in straight sets to Switzerland's Belinda Bencic, 7-5, 7-5. But there was some sanity in the results, as 6th-seed Agnieszka Radwanska defeated Julia Georges, and 2nd-seed Simona Halep made short work of Jelena Jankovic, 6-3, 6-4. Halep, who has not played great recently but has had success on hard court before, spoke about her past experience in Toronto and her goals in Canada.
I'm happy to be back here. I played once in Toronto and I played well. I had my biggest winning at that time against Kuznetsova. I played well here and I'm really happy that I came back to play this tournament because it's a nice tournament. I feel confident that I'm back on hard court because at the beginning of the year I had good results. But still, I'm coming after one difficult period, so I'm trying just to take my confidence back and just to feel like, that I'm enjoying the tennis on court.
Anna Ivanovic also advanced after defeating Olga Gvortsova, and England's Heather Watson was eliminated with a loss to Andrea Petkovic of Germany. Also advancing were Sara Errani, Roberta Vinci, Angelique Kerber, and Sabine Lisicki. The 3rd round of the Canadian Open will continue on Friday.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 18.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station, of course, with partner, the VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 18.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
The Voice of America, VOA. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma joins us now with sports news from all over the continent, and I believe he's beginning today with handball.
Egypt dismissed Venezuela 51-28 to clinch their first victory at the Men's Youth World Handball Championships in Yekaterinburg, Russia, on Wednesday, while Switzerland beat Algeria 30-21. Today, Thursday, Tunisia encounters Argentina. Turning to netball, hosts Australia outplayed South Africa 66-31 at the Netball World Cup in Sydney on Wednesday. The world champions New Zealand prevailed over Malawi 57-49. Today, Thursday, Uganda engages Jamaica. In swimming, South African Olympic 200-meter butterfly champion Chad Leclos aims to set two world records at the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics. Leclos is quoted in the official Olympic online news bulletin Rio2016.com on Wednesday. Leclos declared his goal is to break American Michael Phelps' 100-meter and 200-meter butterfly world records, which stand at 49.82 seconds and 1 minute and 51.51 seconds, respectively. Moving on to football, a Confederation of African Football CAF inspection team is to visit Rwanda from the 23rd to 27th August to assess their preparation to stage the Orange African Nations Championships, CAF revealed in Cairo, Egypt. The draws for the competition takes place in the Rwanda capital, Kigali, on the 18th of November, while the three-week contest kicks off on the 16th of January next year. Meanwhile, Tunisia will host Libya in a friendly football match in Tunis today, Thursday. Finally, in rugby, defending champions Namibia host Zimbabwe in a Confederation of African Rugby Division 1A Africa Cup tie in Windhoek on Saturday. Whoever prevails in this match will win the Africa Cup for this year.
Thank you very much. That's Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa. We move now to the Midwestern U.S. town of Kohler, Wisconsin, where the 2015 PGA Championship, the last major of the year, just got underway on Thursday morning. Rory McIlroy, currently ranked number one in the world, is back after missing the British Open with an ankle injury. McIlroy won the PGA Championship last year and will be looking for a repeat, although he has yet to take the course, and neither has Jordan Spieth, who has been the best golfer in the world this year but is still chasing McIlroy for the number one ranking. Before teeing off, Spieth spoke about his goal of becoming number one and holding on to that ranking.
When that was a goal, that was just a career goal. At one point in my career, I'd like to be. Given everything that's happened, I believe now that, you know, I'd like it, obviously, to be sooner rather than later, and then to be able to hold on to it. That's a whole other animal, as I'm sure, you know, Rory knows, Adam Scott knows, Luke Donald knows, there's Tiger, these guys that are in this field, Martin Keimer, there's a Vijay, there's a number of them that understand what it's like. I don't know what that feels like yet. That'll be a new goal if I can accomplish the one prior at some point in my career.
Spieth and Johnson will be teeing off along with British Open winner Zach Johnson later on Thursday. Several players are already deep into their first rounds, though. The current leader is Thomas Bjorn of Denmark, who is 5-under through 13 holes. Three golfers are tied for second at 4-under, and that includes Hideki Matsuyama, Matt Jones, and Dustin Johnson. Johnson, who is American, has been known throughout his career for getting off to strong starts, but then fading as tournaments reach the later rounds, including earlier this year when Johnson three-putted on the final hole of the U.S. Open to hand the crown to Spieth. Before starting his round, Johnson spoke about how his constant drop-offs have affected him.
I don't really get too angry about them, but yeah, definitely motivation for sure. It's frustrating sometimes, but I try not to let it bother me. You know, I love the game, and at the end of the day, it is just a game, and we're out here playing for all of you and all the fans, and to get upset and get too worked up about it, I think is not worth it. So I try to learn from all of the things that's happened and you know, move forward and help me the next time I'm in the situation to overcome it and get a major championship.
The first Africans on the leaderboard are Louis Oosthuizen and Mark Grace, who sit three shots back at 2-under. Other famous names on the course right now are Ricky Fowler, Martin Kaymer, and Jason Day, who are all at 2-under, while Ernie Els and Justin Rose find themselves at 1-under. Tiger Woods has managed to stay even through 8 holes, and Jeff Ogilvie, Carl Schwartzel, and Vijay Singh are clustered together at 1-over. The PGA Championship will continue on Friday and through the weekend, with the winner being named Sunday. And that does it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Jonah Haskell.